This is a Redbud Tales production.
Ahoy, sea lovers, and welcome aboard the maiden voyage of Madison's Cruise News Corner. I'm your captain on this journey through the latest and greatest in the cruising world, Madison Elizabeth Smith. It's March 13th, and I'm thrilled to finally have my own show. Watch out, Golden Boys, I might just steer this ship into uncharted waters of fun and info. From controversial cruise line updates that have everyone talking, to sneak peeks at ship makeovers that'll have you itching to book your next voyage, we're covering it all. Plus, I'll be throwing in my two cents. And trust me, with inflation, that's worth at least a laugh or two. So, let's not let this ship sail without us. Welcome to Madison's Cruise News Corner, where the news is as fresh as the ocean breeze and twice as invigorating. Let's dive in. Alrighty, folks. Hot off the press and fresh out of the Carnival Cruising Podcastaway's oven, I've got a spicy meatball of a story to share with you all. First up, let's dive into a bit of a controversial whirlpool swirling around Carnival Cruise Line, like a lost pair of Bermuda shorts in the laundry. It seems Carnival is tightening up their life jackets on a rule that's been as loosely enforced as Gary's definition of early morning. We're talking about mobility scooters and hallway etiquette, folks. Yes, you heard it right, hallway etiquette. So Carnival has decided that if you're rolling with a mobility scooter, it's got to be compact enough to fit in your cabin. No more parking in the hallways, folks. It's like trying to find a spot for your beach chair by the pool at 6 a.m. Practically impossible. John Heald, the brand ambassador, is steering this ship, and let me tell you, it's caused more waves than Trevor trying to pronounce rigamaroo correctly. Now, while some folks are calling foul play and throwing around words like discrimination, faster than Gary can down a plate of his beloved breakfast burrito, Carnival's just trying to keep the passageways clearer than our podcast schedule after the infamous FRGC One road trip. Safety first, as they say, but you can't please everyone. Some passengers are as ruffled as Trevor's feathers when I joke about making him eat Carnival's fried chicken. Ah, good times. And in other news, the Carnival Glory is gearing up for a little spa day, or should I say, a month-long glow-up. Starting March 24th, she's docking at Navantia Shipyard in Cadiz, Spain, for some routine maintenance and updates. She's following in the wake of the Carnival Vista and Carnival Sunrise, getting all dolled up before her grand transatlantic strut back to the U.S. on April 18th. I mean, who doesn't love a good makeover story, right? Especially one that involves a 110,000-ton beauty like the Glory. So as the Glory sets sail across the pond, post-glow-up, let's hope the only controversy on board is whether the breakfast burrito or the 12-hour French toast reigns supreme. Spoiler alert, the correct answer is always the ice cream, no matter what the Golden Boys say. Stay tuned for more cruising capers, and remember, folks, in the world of Carnival Cruising Podcastaways, there's never a dull moment. And now, as we dock at the end of today's episode, I'm thrilled to debut my new single that's causing quite the ripple across the seven seas, The Scooter Shuffle. It's a tune that'll get your feet tapping and maybe even inspire a new dance craze on the Lido deck. So, without further ado, let's hit play and let the rhythm take us away. This is Madison Elizabeth Smith, signing off from Madison's Cruise News Corner. Let The Scooter Shuffle lead you into a night full of starry skies and smooth sailings. Catch you on the next wave, cruise aficionados.
All right, cruisers, gather around. It's time to hit the deck with a brand new sound. Grab your scooters, don't be shy. We're about to shuffle under the big blue sky.
First step's easy, just check your gear. Is your scooter too wide? Come on, bring it near. It's gotta slide into your room with ease. No blocking hallways, we aim to please. So scooty left, now scooty right. Make sure it's tucked in for the night. If it's too big, don't you frown. Carnival's got options, we won't let you down. To the cabin fit scooter shuffle. It's the new trend. Follow these rules and you'll still have a friend. In your cabin, it must slide. With the scooter shuffle, take pride. If you're in a bind, Carnival's got rentals of another kind. A scooter that fits
sleek and fine, so you can enjoy your cruise and dine. This ain't about stopping your fun. It's about safety for everyone. So let's keep the decks clear and wide. Join the scooter shuffle, come along for the ride. With the counterfeit scooter shuffle, we're all set, making sure we're safe is a sure bet. In your cabaletic nest with the scooter shuffle, Carnival's the best. So there you have it, no need for confusion. Follow these steps and enjoy the cruising. Scooters in cabins, that's the call. With the cabin fit scooter shuffle, we welcome y'all.